starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller. Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen. George Cleveland as Gramps. And, of course, Lassie.
Goodbye.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I'm just going.
Wait a second. Now, what's the trouble?
I don't want to talk here.
Let's go over to the barn. You know it's midnight, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Where do you think you're going at midnight?
I haven't decided yet. Either Alaska or Africa.
Sit down.
Look, Jeff, I haven't got much time. I gotta get going.
Sit down.
I just came to say goodbye.
All right, all right. Now, what's eating you, Porky? You can tell me. I'm your best friend.
You ever been punished for something you didn't do?
Sure, lots of times.
You ever get licked for something you didn't do?
No, I don't know if I ever been licked.
It's just what I got. There's something I didn't do. That's why I'm running away and I'm never coming back. Not as long as I live.
What didn't you do, Porky?
Go to the movies.
Huh?
You know it because you were with me. You didn't go either.
I didn't go where?
To the movies. Just stood in the lobby. We didn't go inside. They don't believe me. They say I went to the movies and I got licked for it.
Oh, I remember now. Of course we didn't go in. Look, Porky, all I have to do is go over there in the morning and explain everything. They'll listen to me.
It's just the trouble. They always believe everybody else except me. Well, I'd better be going, Jeff, somewhere.
Porky, look. Now, it's no fun to run away. You remember when everybody said Lassie had rabies and I ran away with her?
I'm not running away because of Porky. I'm running away because my folks don't trust me.
The same thing, Porky. You'll get lonesome and hungry and scared, just like I did.
I don't care. It's better than not being trusted. Anything's better than that.
Look, Porky, I'm your best friend, right?
Yeah.
And you trust me, don't you? Porky, you gotta trust me. We're blood brothers.
All right. Oh, so what?
Well, if you trust me, you'll listen to me. Now, why don't you stay here tonight? And then in the morning, we'll get up, go over to your place, and explain everything to your folks.
Your grass will get up early and come in and find me. Call my pot.
Well, how about staying in the cave?
Everyone knows about the cave.
All right, then we'll pick a spot in the woods that nobody knows about.
You'll know.
You said you trusted me, didn't you? Well, I won't squeal.
What if your mom asked you? You wouldn't lie. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
See, Jeff, I can't even trust you. Now, so long.
Wait a minute, Porky. All I said was that I wouldn't lie to my mom. Now, if I don't know where you are, it wouldn't be a lie, would it? Now, why don't you go out tonight and find a spot in the woods? Then tomorrow, if you still want to run away, okay.
You'd tell your folks, and then they'd tell mine, and then my papa'd come looking for me.
Cross my heart and hope to die, Porky. If they ask me where you are, I'll just say I don't know, and that'll be the truth, because I don't. You got anything to eat in there?
No, just clothes.
I'll get you something.
No, I'm not hungry.
We got roast chicken and fresh peach pie.
Well, I don't need it.
You wait here. A couple of wings, a drumstick, and some peach pie.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You got to promise me you're not going to run away until tomorrow.
I'll promise if you promise not to tell where I am.
How can I tell if I don't know?
I guess you can't. Okay, I promise.
Attaboy.
There's something else. You have to promise me that you won't come looking for me.
Okay.
Okay. So long, Jeff.
So long.
So long, Lassie. Come on, folks.
Thank you. Jeff, do you want your breakfast or don't you?
I'm coming.
What's the matter with that boy?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
You all right?
I feel fine.
Yeah, bright like a new button.
Sometimes when people get out of bed to eat late at night, they have trouble sleeping.
What are you talking about?
Someone raided the icebox last night.
Well, don't look at me.
Jeff?
Yeah, it was me.
I thought so.
Well, he's a growing boy.
Well, from the looks of my icebox, he must have grown about 3 inches last night.
Well, I got work to do.
Something bothering you, dear?
No, I'm okay.
Hmm. A fever? I get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Bertie. What? Oh, no. When? Just a minute, Bertie. I'll ask him. Jeff? Is Porky here?
No, he's not here.
No, Bertie, he isn't. Oh, yes, of course we will. And please, please call if you hear anything. Goodbye. Jeff, do you know Porky's run away from home?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Yes, because he got a licking for something he didn't do.
Do you know where he is?
No, Mom. Honest, I don't.
Jeff, I have to ask you this. Have you seen Porky?
Yes.
Well, is he around here someplace? Is he going to get in touch with you?
Mom, please don't ask me that.
Jeff, I know how his mother feels. Now, she's suffering in a way that you can't possibly imagine. If there's anything you can do to help her and Matt bring Porky back home, now, you've just got to tell me.
Mom, you told me once that I should never break a promise, if that promise was for a good reason.
I know I did, dear, but...
Oh, I've got a good reason.
All right, Jeff. Well, would you at least go over to the Brockways and tell them why Porky ran away? And, honey, that he's all right. Now, hurry.
Okay. Come on, girl. Girl? Well, go on, find him.
You found him. Good girl.
Porky? Are you alone? Of course I'm alone. I brought you something to eat.
You broke your promise. You said you wouldn't come looking for me.
Well, come out, will you?
You have no business here.
I thought you might be hungry.
Well, I'm not. I don't need any food.
Don't worry, Pokey. I didn't forget you.
came to tell you something, Forky. I... Here.
Oh, Lord. Then what did Mark tell me?
Well, I went to see your folks today.
What for?
To tell them about the movies and what really happened.
Did they believe you?
Sure.
Yeah. They always believe everybody but me.
Well, your mom and dad feel real bad about what happened.
They should have thought of that before.
Well, they're sorry, and they wish they could make it up to you somehow.
Can they take back what they can?
Well, everybody makes mistakes, even grown-ups.
Are you turning on their side?
No, I'm not. I'm just feeling sorry for them.
You tell them you saw me?
No, honest, I didn't. And, well, something else happened today. The sheriff's looking for you.
So what?
What if he asks me questions?
You don't know nothing, understand? You didn't even see me.
All right, don't get excited. Decided where you're going yet?
No.
Will you let me know?
I don't know, maybe. What do you want to know for anyway?
Because I'm your friend. I want to know where you're going.
I'll tell you tonight. And don't come looking for me again. Be at your house around midnight.
Okay.
And don't tell anybody I'm coming.
Well, I won't.
You'll never see me again if you do. Remember that. Come on, girl.
Come on in, Ira. Sheriff wants to talk to you, Jeff.
Hello, Ms. Miller. Hiya, Jeff.
Hello, Sheriff. How are you, Sheriff? I'm afraid you're a little too early for the pie.
That's just my luck.
The demand for pie around here has been something lately. Any news of Porky?
No, we've got an all-points bulletin out, and the highway patrol boys are watching for him.
Well, go ahead, Sheriff. Ask Jeff what you want to know.
Son, did Porky ever mention to you any particular place he'd like to go if he left here?
Well, come on, boy, come on.
Well, he did mention a couple of places, yes.
Is that so? Where?
Alaska and Africa.
I see.
I'll bet he's right here in the neighborhood.
Could be.
A dollar to a donut. Lassie could find him.
No, I don't think so, Gramps. She's not very good at tracking.
What do you mean? You always boasted that Bassie was a better tracker than a bloodhound.
Well, she used to, but I don't think so anymore.
Well, there's no harm in trying anyway. Now, Lassie, you go find Porky. Go on, Lassie, find Porky. You hear me? Find Porky. You tell her, Jack.
Tell her, Jeff.
Lassie, find Porky.
Jeff.
Find Porky, Lassie. Go on.
Come on, Lassie. Find Porky.
I don't want to get out of sight. Lassie, wait. Lassie, don't find Porky. Don't find him. Don't take them to him. Please, Lassie, don't.
There she is. Go after her, Jeff. Keep her in sight.
Promised.
What's the matter with her? Brought us right back from where we started from. Oh, dear.
Jeff?
Yes?
I want you for a moment, dear, please.
Got to wash up for supper.
You mean without being told?
You never have to tell me anymore.
I know. I was just joking. I was thinking about when you were a little boy. Oh, you used to think that soap and water were absolute poison. Sit down a minute, dear. I'll never forget how happy you were one winter when the pipes burst and there wasn't enough water for your bath. Oh, do you remember that? You were so mad at Gramps because he brought water down from the pasture well. Jeff, why didn't Lassie find Porky? You know she can track as well as any bloodhound. She's done it before. Jeff, just as Porky's running away didn't solve anything, you're not solving anything by evading my questions. Don't be afraid to look at me, Jeff.
Mom, you know I made a promise.
Yes, and I also know, and you do too, that Mrs. Brockway is nearly out of her mind with worry.
You always told me never to make a promise that I couldn't keep.
Yes, I know I did, but this is...
And you also told me that the best thing in life is to have a friend that you can trust.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm Porky's friend, and he's trusting me.
Jeff...
Mom, I've tried. I'm trying to get Porky to go back home.
Oh, I'm sure you are, darling.
You've got to trust me.
Oh, Jeff, of course I trust you. May I tell Porky's mother that he's still all right?
You know he's all right, don't you?
Well, from the looks of my icebox, I'd say he's just fine.
Can I wash up for supper now?
I think so. Hello, Jenny. Ellen, get me Bertie Brockway, would you please? Yes, Jenny, I think everything's all right.
Midnight, and it's 2 o'clock now. We better go look for him.
Something must have happened. Lassie, this time I want you to find Porky. Do you understand? Find him! Are you crazy?
Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm not a double-crosser.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I saw the sheriff and your Gramps, and I saw Lassie, too. You put her on my trail.
I did not. I took her off. Honest, Porky, you got to believe me. Gramps sent her after you, and I told her not to find you.
Oh, sure. I got to go.
Where?
I'm getting on that freight train when it stops for water.
Now, look at here, Porky. I made a promise, and I kept it. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anybody where you were.
You let me go.
Not until you hear what I have to say. I can't keep that promise anymore. I can't keep it because I saw your mom crying her eyes out and your pop going crazy with worry. If you get on that freight train, I'm going to have to tell them.
Why?
Because my mom made me realize that we haven't got any right to make the people that love us unhappy. All you've been thinking about is yourself. Not about your mom or your dad or me or anybody. They're sorry about what they did. They're so sorry they could die. Now, if you want to go, go ahead.
I don't want to go, Jeff. Honest, I don't.
Come on, then. Let's go home.